You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Copper, I have to brag for a minute. So, I just finished. You ready? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be toxically positive for just a moment here, because you know how I say, like, you and I do this show, and we try to stay abreast of things and be, you know, upfront, and we lead the topics, you know, that kind of thing. You know that article I just did on the Federalist a minute ago about the fact that the Biden mandates, the one I'm still in the segment on right now, the Biden mandates are an illusion. There's a press release.
Yep.
I turned on the TV, or I turned to the TV during the break, and there's Jesse Waters on the 5 talking about the same article, saying exactly what we just said.
Nice.
I don't want to brag or anything, but I think Jesse may have been listening to the show just prior to going on the air. Just saying. Could very well be. And he was also talking about Southwest Airlines, the same thing we've been talking about here, because that's the kind of show that we have. But the reality is, he was talking about it. And he said he was talking to, in a hotel lobby recently, he was talking to a Southwest Airlines employee who told him that she had been working for Southwest Airlines for 23 years, and now they're going to fire her because she's requested a religious exemption for the vaccine mandate, and they won't give it. That's amazing to me. But, hey, folks, I got to tell you real quick, too, about my friends at Just Love Coffee Cafe. So if you haven't checked them out yet, I'm going to tell you, you got to. All right, because the next thing I'm going to eat when I go there, I mean, aside from the great coffee blends and the brews they've got, and you can buy it like in Keurig form or take it home with you, all that kind of stuff, but the next thing I'm going to have to eat when I go there is called the Bacon Tater. The hash brown waffle with cheddar cheese and bacon, sprinkled with black pepper and served with a side of sour cream. I'm just saying, the next time Phil goes to Just Love Coffee Cafe, it's going to have to be a Bacon Tater. That just sounds like this. Perfect, like chilling food right there. But they've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Just Love Coffee Cafe with everything. I mean, coffee and more, I guess, if you get down to it. Incredible menu. Check them out, though. They are on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville and Hughes Road in Madison. Just Love Coffee Cafe, one of our team members. So I'm going back to the storyline of Southwest Airlines, Ted Cruz blasting them. Chip Roy just came out and blasted them in the last couple hours. The vaccine mandates are what we're discussing. The underlying theme here is vaccine mandates. But then I also said for the top of the hour that we've got a couple of clips I want to play for you. Clip 5, Copper, you let me know when you got 5 ready. But clip 5, Senator Marshall is talking about, thank you, Senator Marshall is talking about what I said earlier, the fact that this is having a devastating effect on unemployment compensation funds. If you get out of work and you have to draw unemployment, just keep in mind, there's only so much money that can be given. It's not like there's an unlimited amount of money out there to give unemployment compensation checks. And they've been spending it like water, government paying people to stay at home for no other reason than just because they can. And so clip 5 is Senator Marshall talking about the devastating effects of unemployment fraud combined with the new layoffs. Hit clip 5, Copper.
Fraud we're going to see from the trillions of dollars we've appropriated for COVID will be unemployment fraud. Kansas is estimated to have $700 million of fraud. I'm going to guess the nationwide it'll be $70 billion. $70 billion that could have went towards hardworking Americans who needed the help. On top of this now, the White House has issued a vaccine mandate, which is going to, so many people are going to lose their jobs and going to go back to unemployment now. My phone again, blowing up from small businesses, from big businesses. They're telling me maybe 30 to 50% of their line workers, the blue collar workers, are not vaccinated. They don't plan on getting vaccinated. This is a personal choice they've made. This vaccine mandate is a slap in the face of so many people that ran to the battle. The nurses, the doctors, the ambulance drivers, our police officers, they developed natural immunity because there was no vaccine. The natural immunity well proven to be better than vaccines, but the CDC and this White House will not acknowledge natural immunity. So you can see that we're on
the... Go ahead and stop it there. Go ahead and stop it there. So the reality is what he's saying is I'm talking about the COVID wars. Right now, it's really the COVID mandates wars. So you've got mandates on employer groups that are not true mandates. They're threats of mandates. And yet some employer groups are rushing to them, using them as the cover that they were hoping for because they're run by a bunch of liberals so that they can, please, oh, please, we got to find, oh, Biden said he's going to do it. Let's do a mandate. How about we fire employees that have been with us for 2 decades? Won't that be wonderful? Oh, wait. Unemployment compensation could be hard for them to get. I guess they should have got the shot. What about this? How about the 16-year-old girl who goes to school and she does not want to wear a mask, and so they arrest her for quote-unquote trespassing? I read that story to you earlier in Laramie, Wyoming. 16-year-old girl was arrested. I think her name was Grace Smith. Arrested for not having her mask on at school, taken out in handcuffs. Is this America? What in God's name is happening? That is unreal to me. But then you've got it also happening in our police forces. And the COVID wars are not ending because they're affecting employment even in the ranks of those individuals who are what I would consider to be some of the bravest among us. People who will go into a firefight. People who will go into a burning building. People who will rush into a mass casualty event and do all they can do to save life are just saying, I don't want to get that shot. And we're losing them left and right. Copper, you got clip 6 ready? If you got it, go ahead and highlight it for me and tell me you're there. Yep. All right. Go ahead and play clip 6.
In police departments nationwide, a crush of vaccine mandates are a flashpoint for officers faced with rolling up their sleeves or losing their jobs. Seattle's police force planning for an October 18th deadline with hundreds still unvaccinated.
Please look yourself in the mirror and ask, are you doing the right thing by removing people who are willing to continue to serve this community?
The backup plan for Seattle PD if they lose significant staffing is to use all on-duty sworn personnel from detectives to training employees on foot patrol, responding to 911 calls if needed. And it's not just police unions bristling. In Los Angeles, the sheriff is outright rejecting a county order to vaccinate his force. The deadline was October 1st.
Issues become so politicized, there are entire groups of employees that are willing to be fired and laid off rather than get vaccinated.
Other high-profile conflicts include Tucson, Arizona, where the city now faces a lawsuit from the police union.
We have the legal duty and the legal obligation to provide and maintain a safe and healthy workplace for its employees.
And New York City, as Mayor Bill de Blasio eyes a mandate for police and other agencies despite strong opposition from the union.
The broad point, the courts have said it is our right as employers to do this.
It's an amazing thing. I mean, defund the police. They're apparently not having to defund the police. All they got to do is mandate vaccines on police. And the next thing you know, the ranks of the police forces are being diminished. They're diminished for no other reason except that someone decided that natural antibodies aren't worth it and that you have to have a shot that perhaps you don't want or can't take, or your religious exemptions don't apply, and so you're going to have to hit the streets. And then you're going to apply for unemployment compensation and just hope that there's still some funds left there in the unemployment compensation fund. Folks, it's like a catch-22. You're going to do this thing which causes that thing which hurts the first thing you did. And it's just on and on and on. It's as if they cannot see past their own agendas long enough to know what the ramifications are. If they do know the ramifications, then we're well into what I would consider to be not just negligence, but willfulness and recklessness as a government. And that's just got to stop. And it's distressing. Well, folks, that's enough of that. Number two on the Triple Dipper was the COVID wars are heating up. And I told you we're going to head to a short break right now. But I told you that I got some stuff that's going to, you know, kind of curl your hair a little bit when it comes to the fact that the libs want your lawnmower. Your lawnmower. The Green New Deal. Your lawnmower? We'll have more of that when we come back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Folks, it's been a full day. And we've still got a little bit more to go. I'm going to be unpacking some stuff for you about the Green New Deal. What does it mean for your lawnmower, if you know what I mean? Before I do that, though, I see I got a caller on the line, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams here. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, Mr. Williams. I was wondering, are these people that over the COVID vaccine, are they being fired or laid off? And if they're being laid off, is it under provision they can get their job back if they acquiesce to the thumb on top of them? Because it makes a big difference in whether they can get unemployment or not, or how easy it would be.
It does, and that's a good
listen. Thanks.
It's a great point, Brian. So if they're being terminated for cause, that could wind up great call, Brian. Thank you very much. If they're being terminated for cause, that could have an impact upon their ability to collect unemployment compensation. It also depends upon how punitive their employer wants to be. I mean, if their employer is one who wants to try and make an example out of all of these folks, they could try to justify appealing any claims for unemployment compensation, try to have it denied, and then it will be up to the government to decide whether they get it at that point. The other thing is, I don't know. I've seen, Brian, the paperwork from one hospital, a privately owned hospital here in the state of Alabama, that did use the word termination. And I've not seen anyone that says laid off. And I would imagine that if there is a contract employee, they will also have a potential for a contract action. So you do have some doctors, for instance, at hospitals and things that are under contract to the hospital, and they have buyout provisions, and I don't know how they're going to handle that. So all said and done, there's a whole lot of nuances that I can't predict because I would have to see the inside details. You know, being a lawyer, I know I have to see the paperwork. I have to see the contracts. I have to see the circumstances. I do know that when I was in law school, the first thing they taught me was it depends. But I'll say this, Brian, it's a great point on yours, your call, is that how the employer styles it could have an impact on the ability of the individual to even claim unemployment compensation, which would be another slap in the face if they're denied their job through no fault of their own, simply for making a medical decision that they were feeling well informed about, only to have their inability then to draw unemployment compensation because they were sabotaged in doing so. So that may be a long answer to Brian's other short question, but it was a great question. So listen, got a situation brewing right now, all right? The Green New Deal, I know y'all have heard about it. Copper and I were talking the other day. Hey, Copper, remember tree equity?
Oh, yes. Tree, oh, my goodness.
Tree equity. Oh, trees for all. We need a fair and equitable distribution of trees. And so, I mean, what we're joking about right now is the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill, they call it, up in D.C. right now. It includes an entire batch of environmental Green New Deal wish list proposals. It had silly stuff in there like billions of dollars for tree equity, which means they would go around and assess which cities have cut down too many of their trees, and they would plant new trees within the municipal limits of these urban areas to bring tree equity to the lives of the people who live there. It also had, and I'm trying to remember how much it was, but I want to say it was something in the neighborhood of $12 billion for the building of what they called a civilian conservation core. Not conservation core, climate core, civilian climate core, which is basically going to be the training of young activists in Green New Deal policies. And that was going to be paid for with your taxpayer dollars. I mean, so far this bill has not made it off of, you know, it's barely out of committee action and has nothing going on in terms of final passage, in part because we've got, you know, Democrats, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who are saying, no, we're not doing it. And there, by the way, even today, breaking news today on Kyrsten Sinema, she's apparently a runner. She ran in the Boston Marathon, and my understanding was she was heckled while she was there. You know, she was being attacked by liberals because they don't seem to understand that you're really not helping your cause when you follow someone into a bathroom and film them while you scream at them about not passing the liberal bills that you believe they should have passed. Yeah, that doesn't quite endear you to them and cause them to want to vote your way. Well, fresh news today out of California. I'm not sure how much time I'll get to before this segment's over with, because I went ahead and took a call there. But fresh news out of today. California law bans small off-road gas engines, including lawnmowers and chainsaws. Are you ready for this? So Governor Gavin Newsom. Hello, Newsom. All right, Governor Gavin Newsom. LA Times reporting that as of this weekend, California will outlaw the sale of new gas-powered lawnmowers, leaf blowers, and chainsaws as early as 2024 under a new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom on Saturday. Goodness, that's going to save the world. All right, the law requires all newly sold small motor equipment primarily used for landscaping to be zero emissions, which means battery-operated or plug-in. And by that target date, folks, I'm going to tell you what this is expected to have, you know, the cost to the small business industry. And I'll also give you a legal, just a quick legal clip of one of the fights that it may incur. But liberals are coming for your lawnmower. You're going to have some tall, shaggy grass out in California, I predict. Phil Williams, we'll be right back.